Would you like to accept the change? Have you ever found yourself feeling stagnant, yearning for improvement in areas like your career, relationships, health, or self-fulfillment? Despite this desire for change, you may harbor apprehension about the unknown and the challenges it may bring. The Courage Habit Model presents concrete steps to help you identify the changes you truly desire, understand the obstacles to change, and conquer the fear that inhibits progress. To enact change, it's essential to transform your relationship with fear and your internal critic, while also confronting long-standing truths about life. Liberated Day. Imagine a day where your life knows no bounds, where your dreams and aspirations reign supreme. Visualizing living without constraints from the break of dawn until the night's fall. This exercise transcends mere action items. It delves into the essence of courage and the fearless pursuit of your true desires. In this reflective exercise, honoring the value of courage, contemplate how different aspects of your life, family, friends, career, and physical well-being would be transformed if you embodied the epitome of courage. Recognize the diverse forms fear can assume and develop an awareness of your own emotional processes. Amidst the overwhelming landscape of change, select three primary focus goals to anchor your transformation journey. These goals can encompass actions, spiritual growth, or aligning with your authentic self. Consider compassionate goals that extend beyond the self, empowering both you and your community. As you articulate your three primary focus goals, delve into the deeper motivations behind each. Uncover the collective benefits. Explain the why tied to these goals, reinforcing your commitment to their realization. By intertwining personal aspirations with communal betterment, you strengthen your resolve and develop a sense of purpose in your journey of change. The brain's role in habit formation. Situated within the brain, the basal ganglia plays a pivotal role in the establishment of habits and the processing of fear. This neural region is inherently wired to respond to cues, trigger, behaviors, or responses, forming what is commonly referred to as a routine, followed by the anticipation of a reward. Rewards, in this context, serve to alleviate the stress triggered by the initial cue, perpetuating this cycle throughout the day. While some routines may be relatively benign, others can evoke immediate and paralyzing feelings of fear or self-doubt. To effect change in one's habits, it becomes imperative to alter the established routine within the cue routine reward cycle. Established fear routines. Understanding your automatic responses to fear, self-doubt, or uncertainty is crucial for developing self-awareness. Awareness of these reactions marks the initial phase of modifying them. Although individuals handle fear differently, there are four primary reactions commonly observed. 1. The perfectionist routine. This involves being overly critical of oneself and others, coupled with an inclination to hide imperfections while striving for excellence. Perfectionists typically set exceptionally high standards for themselves. 2. The saboteur. Initially enthusiastic about a project or goal, individuals following this routine often lose momentum or falter before completion. 3. The martyr routine. Driven by a fear of others' disapproval, individuals tend to prioritize the needs and goals of others over their own. 4. The pessimist routine. Characterized by a pervasive sense of hopelessness regarding the attainment of personal goals. The Courage Habit Model. Reflecting on which of these routines speaks to you offers the insight and understanding necessary to further explore the path toward cultivating a courageous life. The Courage Habit Model serves as a guiding framework to assist you in reaching this objective. Its four components synergize to form a comprehensive approach. 1. Access the body. Develop the skill of recognizing how fear physically manifests in your body and pinpointing where you experience it. Fear-induced bodily sensations may lead you to default to familiar yet ineffective choices. Gain insight into the physical sensations that arise when you are chewed into a habitual fear response routine. Utilize a body scan technique to connect with your body's sensations from head to toe for 3 to 5 minutes each day. Direct benign questions to specific areas of your body, such as, "Hey, how are you feeling today?" This approach enables you to identify sensations potentially linked to fear, whether in your stomach, tight muscles, or a sense of distraction. If sitting quietly and focusing on your breath isn't effective for you, explore alternative methods like dancing, running, yoga, stretching, hiking, or visualization during your body scan. Incorporate this practice into your daily routine and take note of any emerging feelings. It's common for some individuals to dislike or feel overwhelmed by this process, often due to discomfort with confronting underlying issues. To address these reactions, establish external support mechanisms to create a safe environment for emotional exploration. Set a timer, arrange for a friend to call, commit to a post-scan walk or exercise, or designate a friend as your venting partner, who will offer non-judgmental listening as you address any arising issues. 2. Listening without attachment. Every individual harbors an internal critic, a voice that often emerges during times of stress or self-doubt, aiming to protect yourself by offering criticism. Learning to listen to this internal voice or critic by its criticism protects you, without automatically believing its messages, is a vital step toward personal growth. As your body responds to fear, the mind employs various coping mechanisms, one of which is the internal critic. Instead of dismissing, attacking, or indulging this critic, endeavor to change the dialogue it initiates. By reframing your relationship with this inner voice, you can establish boundaries and demand more respectful communication. Pause to access your body and accurately transcribe the words spoken by your critic when contemplating your primary focus goals. Resist the urge to interpret or rationalize these words. Simply record them as they impact your objectives. This exercise allows you to gain distance from the critic's narrative and develop compassion toward the underlying fears it represents. Establish respectful communication. Similar to managing interpersonal relationships, seek mutual respect in your interactions with your internal critic. Requesting respectful communication from this inner voice unveils the core fears driving its criticism or derision. Strive to understand the underlying wounds that need healing, rather than succumbing to the protective armor donned by the critic. Recognizing and understanding your internal wounds is pivotal in challenging self-limiting beliefs and expanding your perceived potential. By acknowledging and addressing these wounds, you can begin to redefine your notions of what is achievable in your life. 3. Reframing limiting stories. Learn to identify and modify the truths that impose limitations on your beliefs and aspirations. Often, individuals may have simple assumptions that hinder their potential, such as believing they aren't athletic enough to compete in a triathlon. These limiting beliefs, or capital S stories, are ingrained narratives that undermine personal goals and ambitions. Limiting stories often stem from childhood experiences, resource constraints, or perceived inadequacies. These narratives align closely with fear routines, with pessimists adapting stories that suggest their efforts will be futile, while perfectionists may believe they must exert excessive effort to be deemed worthy. To uncover these stories, reflect on your primary focus goals and the emotions they evoke. Complete prompts such as, "I'm frustrated because," or, "This feels difficult because," to delve into the narratives perpetuated by your inner critic. Refute false narratives and reframing stories. Challenge the validity of these stories by questioning whether you truly believe them. Consider past experiences that contradict these narratives, revealing their falsehood. Reframe these beliefs by starting with an aspect that holds and stretching it into a more optimistic direction. For instance, acknowledging current debt but expressing determination to overcome it. Similarly, acknowledge perceived limitations in athleticism, but commit to a disciplined training regimen to pursue athletic endeavors. After reframing your stories, evaluate whether to adhere to the absolute beliefs initially identified or promote the stretch narratives that empower you to recognize your capabilities and explore new possibilities. By undertaking the work of understanding fear responses, engaging with your inner critic without succumbing to its influence, and rewriting long-held stories, you lay the foundation for developing new, healthier habits. 4. Reach out and create community. Learn to promote resilience and fortitude by building a supportive community that aids your journey towards a more courageous life. Engaging with like-minded individuals who demonstrate courage and resilience can significantly facilitate personal growth. Define your courage-based community by surrounding yourself with individuals who support your aspirations and actively contribute to your journey of change. Evaluate the people in your life and identify those who exhibit caring, vulnerability, optimism, and empathy. Seek out individuals who refrain from speaking unkindly about others and who question your actions or statements without passing judgment. For introverts, overcoming social fears and inner critics may be daunting, but it's essential to push past these barriers to cultivate meaningful connections. Transform routine for change. Recognize the pivotal role of routine in influencing emotional response and promoting change. Utilize the first three steps of the courage habit to address individual fears and goals, leveraging these practices to forge new relationships and enhance existing ones. Learn authenticity and openness in your interactions to create a supportive community that encourages personal growth. Challenge the tendency to conceal aspects of yourself, which can perpetuate feelings of distrust and isolation. Acknowledge the narratives that drive hiding behaviors and strive to overcome them. Just as you have stories that dictate what you believe you cannot do, you may also have narratives that influence who you choose to hide from or why you hide. Break free from this cycle by accepting vulnerability and authenticity. Difficult relationships. In situations where efforts to improve relationships prove challenging, communicate your needs for respectful interaction, similar to how you address your inner critic. Recognize that some relationships may be beyond repair, despite your internal and external efforts. Accept the bravery to make difficult decisions about the continuation of such relationships. Conversely, assuming your bravest self may attract individuals who appreciate your newfound contentment and bring them closer to you. Key points. 1. Identify your fears, accept change, and overcome obstacles using the courage habit model. 2. Visualize a liberated day to explore courage and true desires without limitations. 3. Select 3 primary goals focusing on personal growth and communal benefit. 4. Understand the brain's role in forming habits and address fear routines for meaningful change. 5. Challenge limiting beliefs and reframe narratives to empower your journey. 6. Build a supportive community of like-minded individuals to promote courage and resilience. 7. Break the cycle of hiding, bravely overcome vulnerability, and conquer difficult relationships.